So, I will translate what he has said in Hindi. The place where we have come is called Seva Kunj. Before explaining what he has said, I would like to mention here, we are one way most fortunate person. When some introduction of God was given to us in Krishna consciousness, we were directly being told that Krishna is God. But factually speaking, this fact is not revealed to everyone, even to those who are doing austerities for many years together. This is topmost secret and is not easily revealed. So let us assume that we have not yet revealed that what is the topmost secret, that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. For the time being, let us assume. So we understand that this world is controlled by someone who is controller of this world. He is Brahma. He is all in all for us. Let us assume there are many demigods. They are controlling our day-to-day routine activities. They are called demigods. They are our all in all. And our approach is up to them only. It is fact. Generally it is known only. This much is known only. And then someone comes, no, your knowledge is not complete. The complete knowledge is there is one more supreme who is even supreme to these, which is called Brahma and demigods. You say, so where does he live? He lives in Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, there is a place named Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj? Yes. So, he lives in Golok Vrindavan, but if you want to see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to go to Golok Vrindavan. Is it difficult place to go? You say difficult? Even to whom you are saying all in all you are Brahma, even all demigods to whom you are considering you are a bread giver, they also can't go, what to speak of others. Oh, so difficult place to go, yes. And if you want to see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His topmost supremacy, I will reveal one secret to you. What is that secret? Lord Krishna is in Golok Vrindavan. He is performing His different activities and pastimes in different places. But in different places, His different pastimes are different. He wanted to pick it away. Well, he can't do it. It's locked. But, Hari Bol.
He will take.
So, God is not Brahma. He is not even approachable by Brahma. He is Krishna. We are getting this news. He lives in Golok Vrindavan. But if you want to see him in His fullest supremacy, then go to Seva Kunj. In Seva Kunj, what will happen? You will find Krishna there. What He will be doing? He will be massaging feet of Radha Rani and serving Radha Rani. This is the topmost supremacy state of that Lord for which you are hankering. Oh, so this place is Seva Kunj. Seva means service. And Kunj means groves. So Prabhuji was explaining that this Seva Kunj is important because Lord is performing His most cherished activity here. That is serving His most beloved Radharani. So if you want to see Him in His fullest form, you have to see Him here. That is why he quoted that Vishwanath Chakratipad has said, in our prayers we always say, Nikunj Yuno Rati Keli Siddhe. This place is called Kunj. Not only Kunj, it is called Nikunj. Nikunj means which is exclusive and topmost secret. Exclusive means where everyone cannot enter, only a few type of person can enter. So, Brahma and Narad and demigods can enter? Oh, what to speak of Brahma, Narad and all. Forget them. They are screened out up to Vaikuntha only. So, There are 8 dear friends of Radha Rani. They are called Asht Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha and all. They even cannot enter here. So it is Ni Kunj. Ni means Nibhrat Roops. It is too much secret and topmost secret. And exclusive also. So it is a restricted place. Only Radha Rani is here and Krishna is here. They are performing their top secret activities and pastimes. And only a few of Radha Rani's owned Palyadasi. Owned means? Palyadasi means owned servants. Which really belong to Radha Rani. Their life and soul is Radha Rani. Such sakis which are called Manjari or Palyadasi. They can only come here. So, Srila Vishwanath Chakradipad is praying in his Guru Ashtaka. Nikunj yuno rati keli siddhai. That in such Nikunj, which activities is being performed by Radha Krishna, in such activities, in augmenting such activities, my Guru Maharaj is expert. Nikunj yuno rati keli siddhai. Tatradi daksha. Daksha means expert. In such activities, my Guru Maharaj is expert. He was explaining. Secondly, he said that this place is not different from Radha Rani. In other place, when we do bhajan, we chant Krishna, Krishna. Our orientation is towards more Krishna. Because when we say Supreme Personality, the idea is that he is a person and he is Krishna. But no, here people say Radha Radha. Because Krishna is serving Radha, Radha Rani is having superior position to Krishna, so everyone says Radha. Radha Radha. It is so potent word that if someone says Ra, Krishna is ready to give up everything of his to him. Only with this word Ra. And when he says Dha, what he will do? He says, now I have given you everything, but I can give you anything. He thinks, then he starts running after that person, saying, now I can't give you anything. You tell me if I can serve you anything. This is the potency of Radha. Then he was saying that Shut Kamala Kuch Mandala is a verse written by Jayadev Goswami. In this verse, name of Radha Rani is very secretly mentioned. And it is mentioned that Lord is having pastimes, sweetest pastimes with his most beloved. And when this verse is chanted by anyone, an old lady was chanting this verse and she was picking up eggplant, brinjal. At that time, Jagannath from his temple ran to listen it, and in the thorny path when he ran, his pitambar was torn. This is the state is Lord when he listens such activities, that what is happening.
Ek second, ek Kalmeg naam ka Muzammal ladka, usne suna hai ki Git Govind sun karke Jagannath ji daud karke aate hain aur Jagannath ji darshan dete hain Salveg. To us Salveg ne sun karke, Muzammal ladka hai, to usne kya kiya, Git Govind ki yaad ki. और याद करते हुए एक दिन घोड़े पर चढ़ करके घूम रहे हैं और गीत गोविंद गाते हुए चल रहे हैं. बहुत देर तक घूमते घूमते उनकी बड़ी इच्छा है कि हम जगन्नाथ जी को दर्शन करें. बहुत देर तक घूमते रहे, तब घूमते घूमते जब तक दर्शन नहीं मिला, तब पूछने लगे किसी से, अच्छा भाई, गीत गोविंद गाने से सुनता हूँ कि जगन्नाथ जी दर्शन देते हैं और दौड़ करके आते हैं गीत गोविंद सुनने को, तो अभी तक हमें दर्शन नहीं मिला, क्या बात है. उसके बाद में क्या हुआ?
ना वो तो जगन्नाथ मंदिर सामने बस जल्दी पा कर कोई नहीं जगन्नाथ मंदिर सुबह कर दिया
ना. इसके बाद में फिर वो रोने लगे, तो उसी समय उसने कहा, अच्छा जगन्नाथ जी का दर्शन करना चाहता हूँ, देखो. साथ ही साथ वो जगन्नाथ देव आ गए और दर्शन दिया.
वो जिसे पूछा था वही जगन्नाथ जी,
वही जगन्नाथ जी.
He was telling that a Mohammedan person, Salveg, Yavan, Mohammedan person. He heard it and he believed it. See how the powerful is faith. He heard it that when anyone hears Git Govind, Jagannath comes himself to see him and listen. So he did the same thing. He just rode on a horse and started chanting Geet Gobind. And after some time, he tried, and he did not find Jagannath to be there. Then he went to a person and said, with a grave voice, that I heard that Jagannath comes to listen Geet Gobind, and I believed it, and I had very keen desire to see him, and I am chanting this Geet Gobind and waiting for him, and he is not coming. What should I do? And he became very much in lamenting mood. Oh, you want to see Jagannath? That boy asked. Yeah. Then he revealed that I am Jagannath. So, something like this happened. And then he said that we see in Seva Kunj speciality of trees. These trees are not swelling their heads, they are bowing their heads. Important point to notice. Because the dust of this place is so high, and these trees are none other but those advanced and elevated sages. They are performing their bhajan over here, and they want to really attain Krishna Prem. So they are just trying to bow themselves prostrate before, and they want to lie down in this dust. So their head is down. They are not swelled-headed trees. Before ending, I want to mention here, the importance of this place is seva, means service. Service which Krishna is doing for Radharani. And we always hanker to attain a state of serving Krishna. Our motto is to serve Krishna. Just before giving class here, there was a bhajan being sung. I am not going to detail that bhajan, but last line of this bhajan says that Narottam Das is praying, we should serve Krishna. We should get chance to serve Krishna. But Narottam Das saying, no, it's far off. Somehow other, I should get a desire to serve Krishna. The problem is that right now, we are not even having desire to serve Krishna. We say we want to serve Krishna. This is our artificial statement. Then what will happen? Then Guru Vaishnava will say anything, and we will serve like anything. We will hanker after to perform all those activities which will be spoken by our Guru and Vaishnava. So far, we have not yet generated desire to serve Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying that first, the main important prayer in Seva Kunj is that we should pray that desire to serve should come in our heart. So this dust is very potent here in Seva Kunj. And even Brahma and Narad, from distance they are praying, because they cannot have entrance, and fortunately you are in it. So their prayer and your prayer can have still some categorically differences. You can do more potent prayers while you are inside it. Take this dust and pray that somehow or other we should get keen desire to serve Krishna and Vaishnava. And if we pray with a menial attitude, positively it will serve. God Premanande. Yeah. Hari Hari Bol. Now from here, we will go to Imlitala. Yeah. If I said that cannot enter here, then I rectify. The statement is they hesitate to enter here because it is so dense and so deep, affectionate place that even Lalita and Vishakha hesitate to enter here when Radha Krishna are there and performing their pastimes. So this pastime took place. This is Lalita Kund right now where we are sitting, and this pastime is with Lalita and Krishna, not with Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna are performing their pastimes, even these Asht Sakhis hesitate to enter here. And when Lalita got tired in Ras, then Krishna came, oh, you are also tired, come here, I will give you water. And he dug this kund and gave water to Lalita. So this place is called Lalita Kund. If I said that Lalita cannot enter this, that was wrong statement. The correct statement, they hesitate to enter when Radha Krishna are performing their internal pastimes. Okay? Lord Premanande.